But the round to come, there's still some important games. And even for those who aren't in contention with the top eight, there's a pride on the line game. And it's ironic, the scenario we've had this round, Josh Jenkins, where the top eight teams are all playing another top eight team. It's only the fifth time it's happened. One of the times was in 1998, when in that round, North Melbourne and the Adelaide Crows played. Wayne Carey put on a masterclass and North Melbourne got the win. But later that year, it was Adelaide Crows that got the ultimate win. And won the grand final. So just a little connection from yesteryear to the round here. But this is about pride. North Melbourne looking for their second win of the year. And the Crows have lost six out of their last seven. And they haven't won down in Tassie since 2005. They've got a 1-7 record in the Apple Isle. So it hasn't been a happy hunting ground for them. To tell us how they're going to go about correcting that stat line, Nathan Van Berlo, the midfield coach of the Crows, has been good enough to jump on. Hello, Nathan.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Numbers don't bode well. Is that anything that's been factored in at all to your preparation for this week?
Are you talking to our record down here or our recent form more so?
Well, record down here. Feel free to speak on both. Nathan, feel free to speak on both.
Oh, look, recent form down here, I mean, we haven't played down here with this playing group for a number of years, so it's really hard to reference that. And more, I guess, recently, our recent form has been... not where we'd like it to be in certain areas of our game, but I guess the pleasing thing we've taken out of the majority of our contests in the last 7 weeks, albeit we've lost six of them, is that we've been right in the game right up until that last quarter. And it's been not through lack of effort or necessarily system, it's been our own polish with ball in hand and ability to finish off our work that has ultimately cost us in a lot of those games. So... that's been a big work on for us. So our challenge today is to make sure we maintain that rage around the contest, because that's been a strong point of our game, but also have a mind to defending really strongly and finishing off with ball in hand.
Nathan, good luck this afternoon against the Kangas. I think everyone acknowledges that your team plays with great spirit and hunger and you play with vigour, but... from the outside looking in, perhaps you don't necessarily have the threats or you haven't developed the threats that you need to put the finishing touches on. Is that how you see it at the moment? Everything that you want to do and the coaches are applying is being adhered to, but you're just not quite able to get the finishing touches or the reward for effort. Is that how you see you guys performing at the moment?
Yeah, that's a really fair summation of where things are at the moment and I guess our major work-ons. Yeah, we've got a lot of areas within our game, but at the moment, as I said before, we're doing a lot of the heavy lifting in terms of defending the ground, defending the game, and winning our own fair share of ball around the contest, around stoppage, and even going back to last week, while we went down by 43 points in the end, it was 13 points with 6 minutes to go, and we made a conscious decision to open the game up to try and win the game, and it goes the other way for us, unfortunately, but there were multiple times last week, if you think back to St Kilda, Brisbane, even Geelong, where we scored 0-6 in the first quarter, and again, that polish, those missed opportunities when we do get ourselves in a position to finish off our work has been it's been disappointing. And I guess to the boys' credit, they've maintained a real positive optimism around, okay, we're doing a lot of things right, we just need to keep working on finishing off our work. So hopefully... today, we can see some of that hard work come to fruition.
Talk to us about Matt Crouchy. Numbers-wise, he was fine last week. 31 disposals, 7 tackles, 7 clearances. That to the untrained eye, which we are in terms of what you guys are looking for, he looks like he had a really strong game. But talk to us about why he's been left out of the side and what you guys are looking for him to regain his spot.
Yeah, look, I mean, Matt's been a really important player for us, and there's never been any question around his ability to win the ball inside and bring the heat around the contest and win the ball at stoppage. So he did that really well last week and has done for a number of weeks. And we've set the challenge for Matt to work on his outside game with ball in hand and ability to hurt the opposition on the outside, which is where a lot of the game is now as a midfield group. So a really tough call made during the week, but decision this week is to bring the likes of Harry Schonberg in, who can hopefully challenge North Melbourne inside and outside. And it was great to see Matt go back with a positive attitude yesterday and respond strongly in the SNFL. So That competition for spots is certainly there, and yeah, it's going to mean for some conversations in the weeks to come around what our mix looks like.
He had 42 disposals yesterday in the sample, but Nathan, it's an interesting one, isn't it, when you dig a little bit deeper into those numbers, and that's why it's a really interesting conversation around Matt, and not to pile on Matt, but when you look at those 27, only 9 were contested, and then you talked about wanting him to do more damage outside. 16 of those possessions were handballs, so it seemed to me, calling that game, that he was almost the intermediary between the initial contested ball winner and the eventual clearance player. So he's almost... not an unnecessary link in that chain, but a lot of that is, you know, maybe the extra possession instead of the actual clearance on the outside that maybe you were looking for.
Yeah, again, our flight time was right in the middle of the SNFL game, so I haven't had a chance to have a look back.
Last week in the AFL.
Yeah. Look, it's been a work on for Matt and the rest of our midfield group around how we become more damaging with ball in hand and that outside play that I've already spoken about. So, yeah, look, last week we had some challenges, and with the likes of Tuk Miller, you know, Dave Swallow, Noah Anderson, and Matt Rowe, we got exposed heavily, and it wasn't just through individuals, but it was as a collective through the midfield, on the outside in particular. So that was something that we've focused on this week, and the challenge is out for the rest of the midfield group that's going to play today, that they need to be, you know, I guess, minded both ways and running hard in both directions to make sure that we can challenge and have our fair share.
What's important when you come up against the Kangaroos, VB? They, you know, we know they've had their struggles, but they're strong in the ruck with their two-headed monster in the ruck. Nick Larkey, he averages 2.7 goals a game against the Crows. That's his best return against any side. So are they the primary threats for you guys when you're assessing your opposition?
Yeah, JJ, we've done a fair bit of work during the week on making sure that our contest work is at the level, because we identify, you know, their midfield group is highly talented, and, you know, pretty clear that their rebuild's been focused on building from the midfield out, and you can see the talent they've got that roll through there, and with the experience of some of the guys they have too, it's going to be a big challenge for us. And if we are able to win or halve that battle, it means that we can play the game in our front half, which we believe if we're able to do that and lock the ball in that area of the ground, that we can really, really challenge them. So that's going to be off the back of our contest work, and then our ability to defend the ground and make sure that we can get the game on our terms in that regard. So it's going to be a good challenge for us.
As Josh pointed out, Nathan, love the fact that your midfield might not have, you know, the players with their name up in lights, but they hunt. They are, you know, they are as competitive as any group in the competition. Noticed last week that there was a lot of handball. I'm just wondering, when you addressed it after the game, you were plus 81 in disposals, plus 87 in handballs, but were minus 18 in inside 50. So is that something that you address during the week and say, maybe we're just a couple too many and we've got to get moving inside a little bit better and get more reward for the effort that we're putting in at the coalface? We're winning it. It's just that we might be mucking around with it. Was that part of the review, and how do you address it going forward?
Yeah, it was. From a midfield point of view, definitely was. The week prior with West Coast before the bye, the conditions weren't conducive at all to be using handball around the contest, but our guys found a really good balance of using the numbers around the contest, which allowed us to give our forwards a better chance ahead of the ball. And it's been one of the challenges for this young group that we've got, is our ability to give our forwards the best chance, and at times that is using the extra number at stoppage or using our hands so that then they can either reset forward or they can compete better on the ball. So we're still working through trying to find the right times to when you just go direct at the game or when you use those numbers around stoppage. And yeah, there were some examples last week where we didn't get it right, other times where we did get it right and challenged the oppo. So that's a bit of our work on with a young group. But as you said, their ability to bring the contest work and their effort and hunger around that is one of our hallmarks of our game, and it's expected that we bring that again today.
VB, my Adelaide sources and spies tell me that the man with the huge ears, Taylor Walker, has got a little bit of a calf niggle. What's the latest with Tex? Will he be right to go this afternoon?
Yeah, he's all good to go, JJ. He trained yesterday with us and he's pulled up all right. He's just walking down the race now and giving me a thumbs up. You good to go, Tex? JJ's just asking. Yep. You're good to go. I'm an interview, mate. Yeah, he said he's
good. I was going to say, just be careful. Just be careful what he says.
you should have led with the fact that you're an interview first, VB.
No, he's all right. No, he's good to go. So, hopefully he's a big barometer for our side. So I'm hoping that he brings his best today and we can bring him into the game with the way that we play.
And his partner in crime, Darcy Fogarty, showed a bit over the past couple of weeks. The thing for Darcy, I was just having a look, he's never had 15 disposals or he's never reached 15 disposals in a game. So I know it's not necessarily your role, it's James Raleigh's role, but how do you guys go about trying to get him more involved? Because his involvements in the game are really positive. He's just not necessarily able to get involved enough.
Yeah, I know that's been a lot of the focus for Darcy. It's not necessarily increasing the numbers, but it's how he can impact the game. And he's put a lot of work in when he's been out of the side this year in terms of his ability to compete aerially and really launch at the ball, which I think we've seen huge improvements in that over the last month of footy. And it's funny how his impact on the game has grown with that as well. And over the last couple of weeks, we've been really happy with the role that he's played. And we hope that as that becomes more consistent in his game and his ability to hit the scoreboard and confidence grows, that those numbers will continue to increase because, as you said, when he gets the ball in hand, he makes things happen, whether that be continuing a chain to score or hit the scoreboard himself. So it's been really pleasing to see that the hard work that he's put in has paid off and he's in good form at the moment.
And Nathan, you can just be honest, it's just us gals here chatting. Have you and the club just sent any of your midfielders out with the specific instruction of trying to one-on-one recruit Jason Horne-Francis? Is anyone just whispering in offers? And
well, it's going to be hard to do, Sam.
No, we don't comment on
offers.
He's
not playing, is he? Suspended.
We don't comment on them.
No, fair enough. And I'm sure you wouldn't anyway, even if he wasn't suspended. It was just a cheeky one to finish. Hey, good luck today, Nathan. Really appreciate your time. And it's a big game. 6 out of the last 7, probably not where you thought you'd be. But it's a big chance to get another win and continue on that development. Good luck with it.
Thanks, guys. Good chat.